Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins to God, our Father.
Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sin. As a called, ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority, I forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's chant the hymn.
The Lord be with you.
And also
us pray. O Lord God, you led your ancient people through the wilderness and brought them to the promised land. Guide the people of your church, that following our Savior we may walk through the wilderness of this world toward the glory of the world to come. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. You may be seated. The Old Testament reading for the first Sunday in Lent is from Deuteronomy chapter 26. When you come into the land that the Lord your God is giving you for an inheritance, and you have taken possession of it and live in it, you shall take some of the first of all the fruit of the ground, which you harvest from your land that the Lord your God is giving you. And you shall put it in a basket, and you shall go to the place that the Lord your God will choose to make his name to dwell there. And you shall go to the priest who is in office at that time, and say to him, I declare today to the Lord your God that I have come into the land that the Lord swore to our fathers to give us. Then the priest shall take the basket from your hand, and set it down before the altar of the Lord your God. And you shall make response before the Lord your God. A wandering Aramean was my father, and he went down into Egypt and sojourned there, few in number. And there he became a nation, great, mighty, and populous. And the Egyptians treated us harshly and humiliated us, and laid on us hard labor. Then we cried to the Lord, the God of our fathers, and the Lord heard our voice and saw our affliction, our toil, and our oppression. And the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm, with great deeds of terror, with signs and wonders. And he brought us into this place and gave us this land, a land flowing with milk and honey. And behold, now I bring the first of the fruit of the ground, which you, O Lord, have given me. And you shall set it down before the Lord your God, and worship before the Lord your God. And you shall rejoice in all the good that the Lord your God has given to you and to your house, you and the Levite, and the sojourner who is among you. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We chant Psalm 91, verses 1 through 13.
He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty.
My refuge. concerning you, to guide you in all your ways.
Tempted by the devil, and he ate nothing during those days. And when they were ended, he was hungry. The devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command this stone to become bread." And Jesus answered him, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone." And the devil took him up and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time, and said to him, "To you I will give all this authority and their glory, for it has been delivered to me, and I give it to whom I will. If you then will worship me, it will all be yours." Jesus answered him, "It is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve." And he took him to Jerusalem, and set him on the pinnacle of the temple, and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from me. For it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to guard you, and on their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against the stone." And Jesus answered him, "It is said, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test." And when the devil had ended every temptation, he departed from him until an opportune time. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you.
We sing the hymn of the day, hymn 418. You may be seated.
Oh,
the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
My friends, Jesus overcame Satan through the Word of God at the second Adam. So we, as baptized Christians, connected to Him, overcome the temptations of the devil through the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And thus we begin the season of Lent. Jesus is indeed the second Adam who comes to undo the curse that came through the first Adam. And we're going to see that all of the temptations of the devil of Jesus in the wilderness are mirror the temptations of the devil to Adam and Eve in the garden. And we'll get to that in a moment. But the focus here is that during the 40 days of Lent, as we remember that the Israelites wandered in the wilderness for 40 years, and Jesus fasted for 40 days. During this time, when the color purple reminds us of the purple robe that the soldiers put on Jesus when they crowned him with thorns. During this time, when we put aside the Alleluias until Easter Sunday. During this penitential time, when we remember, as Romans 6 says, in our baptism, we are connected to Jesus' death and burial and resurrection, and connected to Him through His Word, we also can overcome temptations. The second Adam has defeated the devil on our behalf. And so we begin looking at the three temptations and how Jesus, the second Adam, defeated the devil for us, and then we, armed with the Word of God, can also do battle against the devil, the world, and our own sinful flesh. We begin with man does not live on bread alone. Here's the context. Jesus has just been baptized. The Father's voice said, "This is my Son, listen to him." Jesus is fulfilling all righteousness as the water pours upon him and the Holy Spirit comes down like a dove. His ministry has begun. He's 30 years old and the 3-year ministry now begins. The very next thing that the Spirit does is impel him out into the wilderness with the wild animals. The first order of business, defeat the devil's temptations. His identity was proclaimed by God the Father. Now he is called to defeat the devil's temptations in who he really is. Jesus is full of the Spirit, is led out into the wilderness, tempted by the devil for 40 days, he eats nothing. As Israel wandered in the wilderness for 40 years, Jesus now fasted, and he is hungry. So the devil comes to him with this temptation. If you are the Son of God, command this stone to become bread. In other words, are you really the Son of God? Creating doubt. Well, if you are, turn that stone to bread. This is exactly like the temptation of the devil in the Garden of Eden with Adam and Eve. Did God really say, go ahead and eat? Go ahead and eat. Did he really say that? You can't eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil? Adam and Eve ate from the tree, and sin, death, hell, and rebellion was brought into the human race. But Jesus did not give in to the temptation. Jesus would not eat. He would not listen to the devil because he brings life and holiness and obedience. And every single time he faces temptation, he quotes from the book of Deuteronomy. It is written, man does not live by bread alone, and the other gospels continue, but on every word that proceeds from the mouth of God, from Deuteronomy. As true man, he overcame the temptations of the devil by quoting the written word of God to the devil. I will not eat, for you don't live by bread for your stomach, but by the bread that comes from the mouth of God in his holy word. Jesus defeated that first temptation as true man, and the word of God is the sword of the Spirit against the devil. And indeed, we do not live on bread alone for our stomach. We live on the bread of heaven, which is Christ himself. The second temptation was to not worship the Lord our God, but to bow down to Satan. Jesus now continues to face the temptations, and now the devil takes him and shows him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. Now the devil is a liar and a murderer. It is true he's the prince of the power of the air. It is true, as Peter says, the whole world is under the power of the evil one. But only God has all authority in heaven and on earth. But the devil is sly. I will give you all authority and glory. It's been delivered to me. I can give it to whomever I will. If you will just worship me, it will all be yours. Satan is a liar and a murderer. And this is a horrifying temptation. Bow down to a demon? No. The devil in the Garden of Eden tempted Adam and Eve in the same way. If you eat, God knows you'll become like him. You'll become a god. Don't you want to eat and know the difference between good and evil? Don't you want to be like a god and listen to me? It's exactly the same temptation of Adam and Eve, to listen to the devil, treat him like he is a god. Jesus defeats the devil a second time, again, quoting from Deuteronomy. It is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve. Now this is a summary of the first table of the law. You shall love the Lord your God with heart, soul, mind, and strength. It summarizes the first commandment, you shall have no other gods before me. The second commandment, you shall not take the Lord's name in vain. And the third commandment, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Jesus was not going to bow down and worship this evil demon, this imposter. And knowing the word of God shuts him up, shuts the devil up. You shall worship the Lord your God and serve him only. I will not bow down to you. The Lord is also our God, the one who came to Abraham, and Isaac, and Jacob, who called Moses to lead Israel through the wilderness. His name was placed upon them. He gave them the blessings, the inheritance, the promised land. His outstretched arm, his mighty hand delivered them from Egypt, took them through the wilderness into the promised land. His name is placed upon you in holy baptism. The name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is on you. He takes you through the wilderness of this world to the eternal promised land, the inheritance that we have in heaven. And along with Jesus, we will worship the Lord our God and serve him only. Then Jesus says, do not put the Lord, your God, to the test. Now, the devil takes him to Jerusalem, to the pinnacle of the temple, which is very high up. If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down. Didn't he say he would command his angels concerning you to bear you up on their hands, lest you dash your foot against the stone? In other words, you won't die. Go ahead. Throw yourself down from the temple. The devil tempted Adam and Eve the same way. He told them, you won't die. Just do this. Death won't come into the world. You're not going to die. Be foolhardy. Go ahead and take that fruit. Jesus would not fall for this temptation. He again said, it is said, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test. Again, quoting Deuteronomy. He defeats the devil by putting him in his place. The devil knows the Bible, too, and can misuse it, twist it. The point of the Lord's angels watching over us is not that we test God and throw ourselves in the street in the middle of a car to see if he will really do that. It's a comforting thing to know that his angels are watching over you, but you don't test God to see if his promises are true. That's an act of unbelief. It's interesting, when we sang the psalm, you'll notice that the very next verse, right after the devil quotes, oh, on their hands they'll bear you up lest you strike your foot against the stone, the very next verse is fulfilling Genesis 3:15. You, Jesus, will tread on the lion, that's the devil and the adder, the young lion and the serpent, you will trample underfoot. That's what Genesis 3:15 said. He will wash the head and strike the head, stomp on the head of the serpent. He will be bruised on the cross. The devil left that verse off. Jesus has come to trample Satan for us. Jesus, through his crucifixion, was pierced in foot and hands, side and brow. But in that act, he trampled underfoot the devil. And so this word of God that Paul says of the Old and New Testament is near you. You read it. You hear it. You receive it in baptism and absolution. The word of God is not far away. It's right here, right now, so that you can say to the devil, do not put the Lord your God to the test. I will trust the Lord at all times, in all situations. And the devil left him for a time, because his temptations would continue throughout Jesus' ministry. But Jesus, the second Adam, defeated the devil, unlike the first Adam, who was defeated by the devil. And Christ, the second Adam, gives us the sure hope of eternal life and inheritance in heaven. So my friends, the Holy Spirit, who was with Jesus at his baptism, was with him in the wilderness. The Holy Spirit was with you in your baptism. He's with you in the wilderness. Jesus fasted and prayed for 40 days as the second Adam. We fast and pray our entire life until Christ comes. The curse that came into the world by the first Adam is now undone by the second Adam, our substitute, in whom we live and die in the Word of God, the sword of the Spirit. St. Paul says in the epistle lesson, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God the Father raised him from the dead, you will be saved, that is, from hell and carried into heaven. This is what we said in the Nicene Creed today, that Jesus is Lord and that he is raised from the dead. Next Sunday, I'm beginning a study on the three ecumenical creeds, the Apostles' Nicene and Athanasian Creed. You're welcome to join us on Sundays as we begin to look at the creeds, which confess exactly what St. Paul said here. He said, we are justified, we are saved, we have the riches of his inheritance. Christ died in our place. Our sins were placed upon him. His righteousness is placed upon us. By the stripes and the blood of Christ that poured from his body, which we receive under the bread and wine in Holy Communion, our sins have been removed. We're declared righteous and holy in the sight of God, clothed in Christ in baptism. This is what we confess. As Paul says, everyone who calls in the name of the Lord will be saved. Hold on to God's promises. Until the day of your death, Paul didn't say, you might be saved. He didn't say, I hope you're saved. Everyone who calls in the name of the Lord will be saved. May we be faithful in the Word of God, because armed with the Word of God, we have the sword of the Spirit. We can fight the temptations of the devil. We live on the bread of God. We worship the Lord God only, and we will never put him to the test, because Jesus, the second Adam, has defeated the devil for us. Praise be to Jesus. Amen. May the peace that surpasses our human understanding guard our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen. Page 158, the Nicene Creed, we stand to confess.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of
Christ Jesus for all people according to their needs. O Lord Most High, you are the dwelling place of your people. Be our refuge, for Christ suffered temptation and death for our redemption. Preserve us from every evil, strengthen us in the true faith, satisfied with your salvation. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
God of all nations, everyone who calls in the name of the Lord will be saved. Provide and protect all missionaries in your church who proclaim the word of truth. Bless Jordan and Ellison Andreessen as they proclaim the gospel in Romania. Bless our church, childhood, campus ministry, and international student ministry, that all who hear the word of Christ would confess with their mouths that Jesus is Lord and believe in their hearts that you raised him from the dead. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord, you bestow your riches on all who call upon you. Bless all of us in our daily vocations, in our households, in homes, in congregation, to confess the truth of Christ as Lord. This week, bless Melanie Beecham, Paul Bouchour, Chandel Nash, Mava Ullman, Suzanne Vank as they celebrate their baptism and birthday. Bless Cliff and Beth Brown, Vern and Susie Ramsey as they celebrate their anniversaries. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Almighty God, govern the kingdoms of this world according to your holy and gracious will. Protect authorities from every temptation of the devil, who falsely claims sovereignty over them. Equip them to curb what is evil and to promote what is good. We pray for peace in Syria, Israel, Palestine, and the Ukraine. Bless Calvin, Eli, Gabe, Mike, and Alex. They serve in the military. And be with all those suffering any kind of affliction or danger. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray for the family of Jennifer Wells at the death of her brother Patrick Quillen, whom you received to yourself in heaven. Grant them peace and joy in Christ, who is the resurrection and the life, and comfort them with a sure reunion in heaven. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Hear the prayers for all people who are in need of healing and restoration. We pray for Jerry Hughes, Stephen Ament, and Amy Moeller, Mike Wente and Ken and Pat Orkies, Doug and Gwen Bransberg and John Deepy, Ellen Smith and Steve Butte, Gene Faulkner, Betty Tinney, Candy Darmody, and Ever Ward. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Grant that by your word we may abide evermore in your grace and be preserved to life everlasting through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
As we gather the offerings, take the attendance pad at the end of the pews, fill it out, and put it in the basket of the narthex as you depart. We now gather the offerings. You may be seated.
Page 159, we stand to sing.
What shall I render to you?
should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord. Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who overcame the assaults of the devil and gave his life as a ransom for many, that with cleansed hearts we might be prepared joyfully to celebrate the Paschal feast in sincerity and truth. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, holy, holy.
On those whom he created, and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood, as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth, to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship, with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, in the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way, also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
drink. True body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in the true faith and body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen.
Thank you.
body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in the true faith, body and soul, to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen. Page 165, we stand to sing.
And give you peace.
Amen.